No, I never coasted. All I ever did was just throw snowballs, get the snowball by.
What did those who coasted use?
Sleds.
You ever have one of those weapons with rubber bands?
Yes, nigger shooters, slingshots.
You mentioned that you had a coal burning stove for a while. What did you carry your coal with?
Hod, coal hod.
And if you were out in the yard and you had a number of things to carry, you had one of those things with two handles and one wheel, that would be a
wheelbarrow.
Sharpening your knives, well, let's say you're going to sharpen a scythe, what would you use for that?
Grindstone.
And if you're out in the field and it's gotten dull, you reach in your back pocket and use a
whetstone.
How about these little trees that, these little birds that'll sit up on a tree and bang away at it?
They're called woodpeckers.
You drive?
Car, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Every 1,000 miles, what do? You take it down and you say, hey, I'd like to have you.
Well, generally, but I should, I guess, but I don't.
That's the way it is with me.
What?
Huh?
You don't what?
Have the car looked over every 1,000 miles.
And what? Auto-check.
What do you ask them to do?
Check the car.
And if they put it up on one of those racks, put it up on the rack and...
Well, I don't get what you mean.
Well,
I know, I know what you mean.
Say you've got squeaks and rattles in there and you want to have them taken out.
Well, they tighten the bolts or the nuts.
Make it up there with a gun of some sort.
Yes. Oh, grease it.
And then if they're a little careless and they don't wipe their hands and they get in and they smear stuff on the steering wheel,
yeah,
they say that's...
Dirty or sloppy.
Yeah, but wipe my steering wheel. You got it.
Oh, yeah, wipe the steering wheel.
Well, you tell him to wipe it because he got his
greasy.
Yeah, that's what I want. let's see now. What did you call that thing that went inside your tire before they came out with?
Tube, inner tube.
And you mentioned taking your car in, you have it greased, and you might also, when you get your gas, they look under the hood and you say, I'd like to have you check my
oil.
If a fellow builds a boat, then he's going to have a little ceremony down at a pond. You say they're going to have a ceremony because he's going to
launch his boat.
The boat with oars is called a
rowboat.
Well, let's say there's a big dance. You don't know if your friend is going to stay home or... I'm having trouble with some of these questions. You say, are you going to stay home or...
Going to the dance.
Yeah. How about, are you going?
Yes.
Let's see, your wife gets dressed up and you see that she's particularly attractive and you notice her clothes and you say, my, today you're wearing a...
New dress?
You want to point out that this is a particularly attractive dress. You'd say, my, that's a...
Beautiful.
How about pretty?
Pretty.
You say, I've never seen a dress that's...
What?
You're getting out of his territory. I'm never compliment.
I'm not asking the questions right, am I?
It's more beautiful, I guess.
You say, her dress is pretty, but your dress is...
Prettier.
And she puts on this pretty dress when she wants to
step out.
And then when she gets ready to go, she'll carry a
handbag, purse.
Not a wrist, she may have a